Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Wednesdays in the Tower by Jessica Day George, narrated by Susie Jackson.
Chapter 1. There are a lot of things that can hatch out of an egg. A chicken, for example, or a dragon. And when the egg in question is the size of a pumpkin and almost as orange, not to mention burning hot, you know that you're far more likely to get a dragon than a chicken. So, when Seely found the egg, large, orange, and too hot to touch, lying in a nest of oddly vine-like moss in the new tower, she was convinced that it held a baby dragon. Where it had come from and what would happen when it hatched were two questions that she wasn't sure she wanted answered. It was a Wednesday, so Seely didn't expect to find any new rooms in Castle Glower. The youngest of the Glower children, Princess Cecilia, Seely, to nearly everyone, knew the castle better than any person living there, and thought she knew what to expect from it. The day before had been exciting enough, with the room with the bouncy floor being moved to the opposite end of the castle, and a long room filled with exotic armor appearing just off the portrait gallery. One no longer had to climb through a fireplace to get to the bouncy room, though the door was inconveniently located in her father, King Glower's, study. And the armor gallery, as it had already been dubbed, was in the perfect place for such a thing, though the maids were nearly in revolt at the idea of having to clean and polish so many strangely shaped items. As she left breakfast and went up the